Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Praise God. Well, is the Lord good? Is the Lord good? I guess likely he is. I was reading some things on Thanksgiving the other day, and I come across a few little stories. This little story goes like this. I spent my first Thanksgiving with my husband in his Irish-Italian neighborhood in New York City. As a newcomer, I was placed in charge of boiling 15 pounds of potatoes. When they were ready, I picked up the pan and surveyed the crowded kitchen for a sink in which to drain them. My husband's elderly Uncle Bob guided me to a small half-bathroom and grabbed the steaming pot. He started to drain the potatoes into the toilet, but he lost grip on the lid, and all the potatoes tumbled in it, and I screamed, "Oh, no!" But Uncle Bob began fishing the potatoes out of the toilet. "No one will ever know," he whispered. "Now just go out there and mash them." Sometime later during the meal, my husband's Aunt Tot leaned over and whispered, "Your potatoes are delicious. I think you're going to fit perfectly in this family quite nicely." Anyone else had some stories to tell? Whoa. Yes, I'm sure we all do have some stories to tell. Yeah. I noticed that this morning when we arrived, the police were in the yard, and somebody wanted to know if they were looking for me. You do realize that I guess I'm told that the police did arrest a turkey. They suspected foul play. Just wanted to know what you call a running turkey. Fast food. I know. My kids were always after me. "Dad, don't tell your jokes." I just told them I couldn't stop cold turkey. Yeah, Thanksgiving is a wonderful time, isn't it? It is a joyous occasion, and I didn't really choose any real fast songs. I thought that sometimes it's just good to contemplate the goodness of God, and that can be done through all kinds of different songs. I didn't have anything country or western to share with you. Well, somebody asked me if I was a country and western fan, and I said no, but I said I can listen to it at times. And I do like all kinds of genres, and music is a wonderful thing. It is a good thing, by the way. Psalm 92, verse 1 says, "It is good," Shannon spoke about it earlier, "it is good to give thanks to the Lord." And the rest of the verse actually goes, "and to sing praises to his name." Praise the Lord. To sing praises to the Most High, the NLT puts it. It is good. Why don't you turn to your neighbor and say, "Boy, it's good to be here." Praise God. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to his name. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20 says, "Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord." You say, "Wow, we're supposed to give thanks for everything?" Well, when it comes time to the things that he's blessed us with, most of us, we do, is comparison with a lot of people in the world. God has truly blessed us. Yes? Yes. God has truly blessed us. Now, 1 Corinthians 5:18 says it a little bit different because it's actually dealing with a different application. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is the will, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Question is, are you the kind of person that is thankful that no matter what? Do you just get up in the morning and go, whew, I'm really thankful? Or, no, Pastor Ron, I'm not quite like that. Perhaps, you know, we gave you opportunity earlier to receive prayer, but sometimes that there are stuff happens in life. The Bible says, Jesus actually said it himself. He says, in this world, trouble will come. Offenses will actually come. And it doesn't seem to matter whether it's a job, whether it's the economy, maybe it's a struggling with health. Circumstances can be tremendously difficult. But even so, we do have many things to be thankful for. In fact, you only have to look at the story of a man who had every opportunity, every right to be bitter. But he wasn't. The next footprints in that prison cell, he knew guards may come to take him away for his execution. His only bed would be a hard, cold stone floor and probably a cramped prison cell. Not an hour would pass by when he was free from the constant irritation of chains and the pain of iron that would be cutting into his wrists and to his legs. He was separated from his friends, unjustly accused, brutally treated. If ever a person had the right to complain, it was this man in a Roman prison. But instead of complaining, his lips rang with words of praise and thanksgiving. That man was the Apostle Paul. A man who had learned the meaning of true thanksgiving, even in the midst of great adversity. Earlier, when he had been imprisoned in Rome, Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 5, sing and make melody in your heart. Make music in your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus. Sing and make music. How do you write that in a prison? How do you write that? How do you walk through this when things don't seem to be going very well? Think of it. Always giving thanks for everything, no matter the circumstances. See, thanksgiving for the Apostle Paul was not a once a year celebration, but it was a daily reality that changed his life and made him a joyful person in every situation. My wife and I have been watching a series called AD. Maybe you have seen it. AD is really interesting. It's the story from Jesus' death, shows his resurrection, and shows what happens to the church when Jesus has gone. The Romans are infuriated. They are trying like crazy to try and get these apostles. They're having a hard time. And then Paul the apostle, he is a persecutor. He is persecuting them and putting them in, or Paul, who at that time was Saul, putting them in prison, and shows the extreme efforts of trying to put away and stop this Jewish religion that is so bringing turmoil. But this man, Saul, changes to Paul on the road to Damascus. And we watched how that whole account changed the life of a man who is no longer a persecutor, but he becomes so changed that even the apostles, the movie portrays Peter as really having real trouble with this Paul, who had his eyes open, and he became one that in all situations he was a joyful person. Thanksgiving, the giving of thanks to God. Giving thanks to God for all His blessings should actually be one of the most distinctive marks of every believer. We have the example in Paul. Interesting, I was just contemplating some of the writings of some of those apostles. Rejoice in the Lord. Always, Paul says, again I say rejoice. And actually, the word, you've heard me say this before, that word rejoice is really interesting because that the R-E in that word rejoice is to come back or return. Paul says, return to your source of joy, really. And again I say, he says it again I say, return to your source of joy. It's a tremendous thing to be joyful. It is a distinctive and a mark of the believer in Christ Jesus. We must not allow a spirit of ingratitude to harden our heart and take away our relationship with God and with others. There's nothing that turns us into bitter, selfish, dissatisfied people more quickly than an ungrateful heart. There's nothing will do more to restore contentment and the joy of salvation than a true spirit of thankfulness. In the ancient world, leprosy was a terrible disease. It hopelessly disfigured those who had it, and it permanently cut them off from normal society. Yet, without exception, every leper yearned for one thing: to get rid of this thing, to be healed by this terrible disease. And one day, 10 lepers approached Jesus outside a village, loudly pleading with him to heal them. In an instant, he restored them all to perfect health. But there was only one that came back. Only one came back and thanked him. All the rest left without a word of thanks, their minds preoccupied with only themselves, gripped with a spirit of ingratitude. Today, this ingratitude and thanklessness is far all too common. Children forget to thank their parents for all they do. Common courtesy is mocked. We take for granted the way that others help us. Above all, we fail to thank God for His blessings every day. Ingratitude, by the way, is a sin, just as surely as lying and stealing and immorality or any other sin condemned in the Bible. One of the Bible's indictments against rebellious humanity is found in Romans chapter 1, verse 21. It says, although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him. Wow. An ungrateful heart is a heart that is cold toward God and indifferent to His mercy and His love. It is a heart that has forgotten how dependent we are on God for everything. From one end of the Bible to the other, we're commanded to be thankful. In fact, thankfulness is the natural outflowing of the heart that is tuned in to God. In Psalm 147, verse 7, the psalmist says, sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Colossians 3, verse 15, Paul writes, be thankful. A spirit of thanksgiving is always the mark of a Christian. But Paul says, be thankful. You say, well, why in the world should I be thankful? Well, for one thing, God has blessed us, and we should be thankful for each blessing, not taking anything for granted. We ought to be a people that thank God for the material blessings that He gives. It seems that we are a people who are never satisfied for what we have, rich or poor, healthy or sick. But what a difference it makes when we realize that everything we have has been given by God. King David prays in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 12, wealth and honor come from you. And then later on he says, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name, for everything comes from you. Have you ever chatted with a person who is wealthy and successful? But as you're talking with them, you find out they're full of envy and jealous of their friends and business associates. You will find that they are simply miserable inside. Wealth cannot fill the empty place in their heart. Yet I have talked with those, as you probably have, that have abundance. But they have radiant faces as they talk about the work of Jesus Christ in their lives and how He has filled their life with meaning and purpose. I am convinced that although one might not have much, or whether they have much, that everyone needs to learn to be thankful for everything that we have that God gives us. Paul declared in Philippians chapter 4, I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or want. A spirit of thankfulness makes all the difference. Are you constantly preoccupied with what you do not have? Or have you learned to thank God for what you have? Are you the kind of person that will even thank God for the people that live around you and that are in your life? Do you know it's so easy to take people for granted? It's so easy to complain and become angry because they do not meet our every expectation and wish. But we need to give thanks for those around us, whether they're a spouse, our children, our relatives, our friends, and others who may come to aid us in some way. Or are you like the woman who writes on Facebook how fortunate she was to have a kind and considerate husband? And then she proceeds to list all of his faults. How many marriages and other relationships grow cold and eventually are shattered because of ingratitude? Do you let others know that you appreciate them and that you're thankful for them? The Christians in Corinth were far from perfect. In fact, let me just say that those Corinthians, they did not lack any of the gifts of the Spirit. You would think that the gifts of the Spirit would qualify you to be a mature Christian. But the truth of it is, just because they had the gifts of the Spirit, they were one of the most carnal. They were like children. And, they were far from perfect. But Paul begins his first letter to these Corinthians in chapter 1. Verse 4, listen to what Paul says. Remember, they're not perfect people. I always thank God for you. Wow. Being thankful. Praise God. When a group of believers whom Paul had never met come out to greet him as he approached Rome, we read in Acts 28:15 that at the sight of these men, Paul thanked God and was encouraged. Wow. These are people whom Paul had never met, and yet he was thankful. Are you the kind of person that will thank God even in the midst of trials? And we haven't had it in this country, but persecution. I'll be interested as we hear from Brother Paul Ayo of the kind of things that he had to deal with in the Ivory Coast next Sunday evening. Be interesting. It's interesting to watch what happens to people when they are under pressure. Many times we draw back from difficulties. Yet there isn't one of us that is exempt from some kind of trouble. In many parts of the world, it's dangerous to be a Christian because of the persecution that's going on. And yet, in the midst of these trials, in the midst of the things that we go through, which do not compare with some of the things in other countries, we can thank God because we know that He has promised to be with us and He will help us. We know that He can use times. We know that He can use it, anything to draw us closer to Himself. But it's during the times of suffering, those are the times that we need to draw strength from Him. In fact, I remember one lady, she came to me, and this is years ago, and she says, "Pastor Ron, I don't understand why the presence of God just doesn't come on us." Well, He can. I think He can. That He is almighty. He is divine, but He is almighty, is sovereign God. He can do that. But I find a scripture in James really interesting, because the Bible says, "Draw close to God, and He will draw close to you." So I simply said to this dear lady, I said, "Have you drawn close to yourself to God?" "Well, I don't know how to do that." "Well," I said, "the Bible says for us to draw close." In other words, read the Bible and pray. Get to know Him. Spend time in His presence. You will not get to know Him without His presence. You've got to be in His presence. The Bible says that in His presence is fullness of joy. How many need that? James chapter 1, verse 2, verse says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance." The prophet Daniel learned that evil men were plotting against him to destroy him. Do you know what Daniel does? Daniel 6 and 10 says, he got down on his knees and he prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Whew. That shows me the posture that every one of us can come, regardless of whether it's going good or whether we're not necessarily going through something that's difficult at the time. Our posture is to go before Almighty God and to give thanks to Him. And the key is just as he has always done. David found that place. Or Daniel found that place. The Bible commands us in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this..." How many want to know the will of God? Yes. The will of God's really interesting. But part of the will of God. Matter of fact, I started going through the book of Ephesians in a study years ago. And I begin to look at what we have in Christ Jesus. But I begin to look at the will of God. And the will of God is not necessarily what you do, it's what you are. This is big. But this is the will of God. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God. Huh. Paul declared in Colossians chapter 1, 12, Philip's translation, you will even be able to thank God in the midst of pain and distress because you are privileged to share a lot of those who are living in the light. I don't know what trials you may be facing, but God does, and He loves you, and He is with you by His Holy Spirit. You can cultivate a spirit of thankfulness even in the midst of stuff and heartaches. Praise the Lord. God has given to us the greatest gift of all, His Son, who died on the cross and He rose again so that we can know Him personally, and spend eternity with Him. We can all thank God, especially for the salvation that He's brought. So 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15, thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. How do you describe, how do you contain the will of, or the plan of God and the purpose of God and the love of God and the gift through salvation that Jesus died for? The Bible tells us that we were separated from God because of our sin. But God loves us. He loves you. He loves me. He wants us to be a part of His family. He loves us so much that He sent His only Son into this imperfect world to die as a perfect sacrifice for our sin. John 3:16, you all know it. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not or shall not perish, but have eternal life. The question is, have you opened up your heart to Jesus Christ? If not, why not turn to Him with a prayer of repentance and faith and thank Him for what He's done for you and ask Him to enter your life, that He and you desire to have a relationship with Him? I said to one fellow, we were in a home, and I said to the fellow, I said, do you have a talking, are you in talking terms with God? That's quite a statement, isn't it? Great question to answer. Are you on talking terms with God? We should not let a day go by that we don't let a day go by without thanking God for His mercy and the grace that He's given to us in Jesus Christ. How long has it been since you thanked Him for His continued presence and power in your life? When you know Jesus Christ and you've accepted Him as your personal Lord and Savior, there is His presence and power. When we come to Christ, it's not the end. It is the beginning of a whole new life. He is with us. He wants to help us to follow Him. In ourselves, we do not have the strength that we need to live the way God wants us to live. But when we turn to Him, we discover, like Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, it says, it is God who works in us to will and to act according to His good purpose. It is God who works in us. Why don't you turn to your neighbor and say, I think God's working on you. just don't point your finger. Turn around and say, God's working on me too. Go ahead, you go tell Him. God's working on me too. Yes, He is. He's working on us to His will and to act according to His good purpose. Jesus promised His disciples, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. But then later on He says, and I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. In many countries, a special day is set aside each year for giving thanks. But for Christians, Every day ought to be a day of thanksgiving. That's why it says that we read earlier in Ephesians chapter 5, always, always giving thanks to God, the Father, for everything in the name of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 4 says something interesting. Obscene stories and foolish talk and coarse jokes, these are not for you. Instead it says, let there be thankfulness to God. We've already read Psalm 92:1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. David says in Psalm 54:6, I will sacrifice a voluntary offering to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. Psalm 92:2, it is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning and your faithfulness in the evening. Psalm 113, verse 6, I will sing to the Lord because. What did we sing earlier? You are good, good, oh, He's good. Dear brothers and sisters, we can't help but thank God for you, Paul writes in 2 Thessalonians, because your faith is flourishing and your love for one another is growing. I can't help but thank God for you. Why don't you just turn to your neighbor and say, I thank God for you. Wow. How did that feel when you spoke those words? Do you know the joy of a personal relationship with God through Jesus? He can take your bitterness and give you the spirit of true thankfulness. 1 Corinthians, and I close with two more passages of Scripture. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thank God, He gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. This last one we read already, 1 Corinthians 5:18. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is the will of God. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. You are so, so good. As we begin to count and list those blessings, those things that you have blessed us with, I ask, Lord, that you would challenge us in our living to continue to thank you for all things that you've blessed us with. But in every circumstance, we thank you that that thanksgiving does not stop. It keeps going. Thank you, Lord, for your help and your faithfulness and your matchless love that allows us to give unto you. In Jesus' name.